With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has arrived in the U.S. to face criminal charges. He landed last night at a small airport in New York following the middle-of-the-night operation that extracted him and his wife from their home in a military base in the capital of Caracas. The couple will face prosecution in connection with a Justice Department indictment accusing them of participating in a narco-terrorism conspiracy. The Senate will vote on a war powers measure following the ouster of Maduro. Bernie Bennett reports.
Virginia Democrat Senator Tim Kaine said that he will force a vote next week to block further military action against Venezuela without congressional approval in the wake of President Donald Trump's operation to capture Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he expects further briefings from the administration on this operation as part of its comprehensive counter-narcotics strategy. House Speaker Mike Johnson added that the Trump administration is working to schedule briefings for lawmakers when they return to Washington. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The president is putting the brakes on increased tariffs on furniture and other goods.
The president signed a New Year's Eve proclamation delaying higher tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for 1 year. He cited ongoing trade talks for the reason. The order keeps in place a 25% tariff he imposed in September on those goods. The president has said the tariffs on furniture are needed to bolster American industry and protect national security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Ukrainian drone strike killed one person and wounded two others, including a four-year-old child, in Russia's Belgorod region today, officials say, ahead of peace talks in Paris this week. In Ukraine, three people were wounded in overnight drone strikes in the Kharkiv region as the war winds on. This is SRN News. Pope Leo is adding his voice to the chorus of critics condemning Illinois for legalizing assisted suicide. The pontiff, who is from Illinois, says he had spoken, quote, explicitly with Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, urging him not to sign the measure into law. Leo told reporters, quote, we were very clear about the necessity to respect the sacredness of life from the very beginning to the very end, and unfortunately, for different reasons, he decided to sign the bill. I am very disappointed. The Pope, who grew up in Chicago, cited Catholic teaching, which calls for defense and protection of life from conception until natural death. The Muslim terrorist crisis in Burkina Faso doesn't get as much media attention as those playing out in larger African states, but local leaders say it's just as bad. One Christian clergyman in Burkina Faso reports that most believers are afraid to go out at night now for fear of being targeted by Muslim gangs across the country. This is SRN News. The American Kennel Club adds three more breeds to its recognized list.
One of the newcomers is the Teddy Roosevelt Terrier, another the Russian Svetnaya Belanka, a lapdog developed in Soviet-era Russia, the third a centuries-old French hunting hound called the Basset Fauve de Bretagne. The AKC now recognizes 205 breeds. Recognition means eligibility for many U.S. dog shows and can increase a breed's visibility to the pet-loving public. Julie Walker, New York.
According to the AP, infielder Kazuma Okamoto and the Toronto Blue Jays have signed a $60 million four-year contract. He's a six-time All-Star, has a .277 batting average, 248 homers, and over 700 RBI in 11 Japanese big league seasons, leading the Central League in home runs in 2020, 21, and 23. This is SRN News.